All right. I think this might work today. I hope you get to hear this today. It's Pastor Bob. And we are having a dickens of a time with our emailing and our sharing and interneting. And I'm having a hard time getting this out to you. So I hope this works today. Let's go back to where we were. Today, we know, is still day 11, right? But it's the 29th of October. I guess we took the 28th off. And again, hoping today works and you get to hear this. But we have just finished chapter 10, the second half of Job's response. And today we get to hear from his third friend, Zophar. It'll be chapter 11 of the book of Job. But let's all kind of take a little time to get back together again and know where we're at on the same page. So what we really heard from Job in these two chapters was that his complaint is that there's no mediator between him and God. There's no one who can put his hand in the hand of God and put his other hand in Job's hand and bring them together. Literally, there's no one to do that. He prays even that he could have a mediator. And you know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, covered this subject one time in his book to his faithful assistant Timothy. In 1 Timothy 2:5, Paul says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ." So that song, you know, have you heard the song? I've been playing it a little bit after service, after the postlude. "Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee." That's only half true, you know. The Galilee man has another hand. And that other hand is the hand of God. Jesus, my friend, is God. What a glorious, amazing truth that is, if you stop to think about it. And Job was so ready for that other hand. He was weary. He's bitter. And he's plain and honest, isn't he? He says exactly how he feels. He just can't understand why he must suffer so much when other wicked people are not. You know, that was the same problem that confronted, David, right? It's the same problem that has confronted me, right? Don't you wonder sometimes while God would let us or certain people, whatever we define that as, say sometimes God would let us suffer, and at the same time, we see godless people, evil people, people driven by sin, even people in the church. They seem to get by with their life, the way they live and the way they sin. But you know, I think if you watch closely and long enough, even in this world, God deals with those people. He deals with all of us. You know, this is why the book of Job faces up to the questions of life. Job is so desperate, he wishes he'd never been born. That is something we all can wish for. Job wasn't the only one. Elijah wished for that, remember? Jonah wished for that. It won't do you one bit of good. No one ever died by wishing. You know, when people face actual death, they really want to live. Right now, Job is pouring out his soul. It's breaking down his dignity. Something God needs to get through to his heart. And many of the religious people in our world from time immemorial, many of them have the proudest, hardest hearts. Amen. All right. That should prepare us all to hear now from friend number three, Zophar. And so we're ready for chapter 11. Let's get centered and hear the word. Then Zophar, the Naamathite, replied, "Are all these words to go unanswered? Is this talker to be vindicated? Will your idle talk reduce others to silence? Will no one rebuke you when you mock? You say to God, 'My beliefs are flawless, and I am pure in your sight.' Oh, how I wish that God would speak, that he would open his lips against you and disclose to you the secrets of wisdom. For true wisdom has two sides. Know this, God has even forgotten some of your sin. Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of the Almighty? They are higher than the heavens above. What can you do? They are deeper than the depths below. What can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and wider than the sea. If he comes along and confines you in prison and convenes a court, who can oppose him? Surely he recognizes deceivers, and when he sees evil, does he not take note? But the witless can no more become wise than a wild donkey's colt can be born human. Yet, if you devote your heart to him, stretch out your hands to him, if you put away the sin that is in your hand and allow no evil to dwell in your tent, then, free of fault, you will lift up your face. You will stand firm and without fear. You will surely forget your trouble, recalling it only as waters gone by. Life will be brighter than noonday, and darkness will become like morning. You will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety. You will lie down with no one to make you afraid, and many will court your favor. But the eyes of the wicked will fail, and escape will elude them. Their hope will become a dying gasp." And that concludes today's discourse from Zophar. Hope you have a happy Friday, a sacred Saturday, and a blessed Sabbath Sunday. But we'll be in touch before then. Hopefully, in the meantime, enjoy your blessings and count every one. Fill yourself with gratitude. Amen.